Hello, Chevra. Shalom Aleichem. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Rabbi Rafael Chaim. My son asked me to talk for a few moments on Sfiras Omer and Kavodah Torah. So I'd like to, first of all, let's set some ground rules. Feel free to interrupt. Feel free to ask questions, anything unclear, it's perfectly fine. So I'd like to talk about Sfiras Omer in a context that's really very much relevant to today. Chazal tell us that just about 1900 years ago, the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died in a magefa. It was a plague. You probably all know the story how Rabbi Akiva began. He began really as an Amora, as a know-nothing, at the age of 40, with tremendous Mesiras Nefesh on his wife's part, built the yeshiva, largest yeshiva in the world, 24,000 Talmidim. He came back when all the Talmidim came and the whole town came to meet him. He told everyone how the covenant is really his wife's. But these Talmidim all died, and they died in a magefa. And you have to ask yourself several questions, Hever. The first question you have to ask yourself is, where is there a Chiyuv Misa for not having covered a Torah? Because the Gemara in Yevama says the reason they died is because they didn't have covered Chaverim. Where is there such a Chiyuv Misa in Kol Torah Kula? The second question you have to ask yourself is, if I asked you very quickly, you know how the psychologists play a test, an association game, right? If I very quickly asked you, what's the first thing you think about when you think about Sfira? If I say the word Sfira, what comes to mind? Anyone? What comes to mind? I see we have no volunteers. What? Speak up.
Accounting the Omer.
Is that the first thing that comes to your mind? For most people, what comes to mind is I can't shave. And I can't listen to music. It's almost as the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, which is mina d'oraisa, and according to the Rambam and others of the Torah, it's even the mina d'oraisa hayom adayom. People think Sfira, oh, that's the time I can't take a haircut. I can't listen to music. So the entire sense of what Sfira is subsumed, the d'oraisa subsumed by a veilus of a jin rabbanan at best. Isn't that bizarre? The third question I had when I was thinking about Sfiras Omer, Chevra, is that when you think of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died, you notice how we always say it was that Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died. He must have been a great Rebbe. It's such a slap in the face of one of the greatest Talmidei Chacham in Jewish history. You can say Talmidei Chacham, many Talmidei Chacham died. Why do Chazal always make the point of saying it was the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died? Why is it always referenced that way? I've never seen anyone ask that this question. Yeah, if you saw anyone, let me know. Why do we say it was the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died? Why is that relevant even? Thoughts, Chevra?
Can Rabbi, I don't know if you exactly get the last question. Sounds like that Rabbi is asking, like, why Rabbi Akiva? Meaning that word says Talmidim. What else should you say?
Well, let me point to that point this way. Let's say someone is not mechaber the Torah, doesn't avera. We don't ascribe that to his Rabbi. Oh, if this Rabbi's Talmid who got died because he kept the avera. You could say 24,000 Talmidei Chachamim passed away at this period because they weren't mechaber the Torah. They weren't knowing covered to each other. Would you say it was because of their Rebbe? Anything to do with their Rebbe? I could say, Nebuch, we had a great tragedy in a plague 1,900 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, and 24,000 great Talmidei Chachamim passed away. I don't necessarily need to point out all the time that they were the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. Does that mean the Talmidim of other yeshivas did not die in that great plague? Is that what we're supposed to believe? Maybe that's the case. So then why?
Okay, I hear the question. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I hear the question.
Yeah.
I hear the question.
This was a very great puzzle to me. And the next question you have to ask, the fourth question I told why. What is this, a remarkable coincidence that happens during Sphira? Why is it even relevant happens during Sphira? Just say, 24,000 people died. Talmidei Chachamim died. Is it just coincidental that it happened during Sphira? You know, we don't believe in coincidences, right? So when you think about the story of Akiva, you have to take a look and say, Taka, if there was a great plague, look, a terrible situation today going on, and some very outstanding Talmidei Chachamim have passed away from this current plague. But it wasn't only from this yeshiva. It wasn't only from that yeshiva. It wasn't only these Talmidim. It was only these Rosh yeshivas. It was across Klal Yisrael. That's what you would have expected at the time of the plague 1,900 years ago. Yet that doesn't seem to have been the case. Isn't that remarkable? Is nobody bothered by that question, Chevra? As a result of these questions, I started to try and figure out, Sataka, what's going on? Why, Chevra, in the plague of 1900 years ago, does the Gemara point out it was the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva? Apparently not all the Talmidim, like we would die in any line of a Gemara. So I'd like to share with you Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos tells a very interesting story. Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes. You ever know that there's a machlokas in poskim when you make a bracha and you have different brachas, which bracha comes first, chaviv or the bracha that is more chashiv? So there were two talmidim sitting in front of Bar Kapara, and he gave one of them the right to make the bracha, and he made a bracha, and there was a piece of food. Apparently, I'm not sure which food it was. The Gemara says kruv, but I wasn't sure if it's the shaila was it a shakal or a dhamma? And he made, and there's also pieces of chicken. And he chopped and he went and made a shakal on the chicken first. And the other Talmud sitting there made fun of him. He started laughing at him. He said, you made a bracha on the shakal first. The other shisha made the other bracha first. It's an adama. Bakapara turns to his Talmud and he says to the first one who made fun of the other one, he says, just because he chopped the chicken, he wanted the chicken, and he acted as though he's never had chicken before, and maybe Taki was very poor, he didn't have chicken before. Is that a reason to make fun of him? And then he turns to the other Talmud, and he says, in front of your Rebbe, you don't know the halacha. Shouldn't you have asked the halacha? And the Gemara concludes, despite this was not Rav Kapara's wish, neither of those two Talmidim lived out that year. What happened? The Gemara explains. Because to be malagleg on your chaver, to make fun of your friend in front of your Rebbe, is terrible avera. It's not covered for your Rebbe. And the other Talmud, not to ask halacha, you have a shaila to passing yourself in front of your Rebbe, that's a terrible avera. Now, of course, Bach Kaparo, the last thing he wanted, anything should happen to them. But the Gemara says, because they were not mechabed the Rav, they were mechuyev misa, and they didn't live out the year. It doesn't mean there's a chiyev misa for making the wrong bracha. It doesn't even mean there's a chiyev misa for not being mechabed your Rebbe. What it means is that a person's life is given a certain set of circumstances, and he is responsible to make the most of those circumstances. Someone who learns from a great Talmud Chacham like my Kapara and doesn't exemplify what that my Rebbe taught me, it's a terrible avera. Let's go back to the story of Rebbe Akiva Chevra. What really happened? Many of you may have seen that Rebbe Yaakov Kamenetsky, who's a friend of Racha, in his Sefer Emes Yaakov, he says, you know why they died during Sphira? Because what does Sphira represent? Klal Yisrael was told by Kadosh Baruch Hu they're going to get the Torah. Kum Pesach and says, they came out of Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael says, where's our Torah? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give it to you. It's going to be Shavuos in 50 days. And Klal Yisrael starts to count with great anticipation. There's going to be a Torah. We're going to get a Torah. And out of anticipation of what they're going to get, they start to count it. That's the basis of the mitzvah of Seiros Omer. It's out of their understanding how Torah would change what life means to us. They understood they have to be mechabed the Torah, and they couldn't wait to get it. Anyone who looks around the emptiness of the world, you're all younger fellas. I assume most of the people listening are younger people. And you haven't yet seen what it means for a person to go through life and not be able to explain what he's doing and why is he doing it and why is he here, not being able to answer those answers. And to have a tachlis achayim, an appreciation for what life is about, and to be able to answer himself what is life about, that's a phenomenal gift. It's something that in our youth, we're running here, we're running there, we don't fully appreciate. But the tachlis achayim that a person gets, that gives meaning to every step that we take, that's a fantastic gift. And during Sphira, all Klal is waiting. So that's how Rav Yaakov answers why, especially during Sphira, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died, and they were Nifter, because they didn't appreciate Kavod HaTorah. If they're not Mechavid their friends, it means they didn't appreciate what their friends are doing and how important their friends were in their learning to their own growth. They don't Mechavid HaTorah. It's a very nice answer, but it doesn't answer the question I asked. What does that have to do with Rabbi Akiva? Why is it Dafka Rabbi Akiva? Why is it, what does it do with the Chi of Misa? It has nothing to do with the Chi of Misa. It doesn't answer any of those questions. Thoughts, Chevra? Anyone want to suggest a possible answer? Okay, I have no takers. Chevra, if you really think about the story of what happened with Rabbi Akiva, Chazal tell us the Torah is a tremendous magen. Tremendous is a tremendous shield for us. You see from the story of Bakapara that I show you in the Gemara and Brachas, that you have responsibility, we have responsibilities based on where we are and who we learn from and what opportunities we're giving to us in life. There's a medrash in the end of Dvarim that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a tiny to Noach. Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Marbitz Torah and he saved his door. And Noah didn't save his door. And the Medrash says, you know what they're like? It's like two ship captains. One ship captain, in a tremendous amount of distress, he saved the ship and all of its passengers. And the other ship captain, who did he save? He didn't save anybody but the ship, but all the people died. I had a question on the following Medrash. This Medrash makes no sense. Moshe Rabbeinu was the appointed captain of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to be the manik. You're going to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Did anyone ever go to Noach and say to him, you are the captain of a ship and you have responsibility for its passengers? Did anyone ever tell him that? Why is Noach held responsible as though he was the captain of a ship who didn't save his passengers? You know, you heard probably really the last couple of years, it was a terrible tragedy. I think it was off the coast of Italy. And the captain was one of the first to abandon ship. That's not what a captain is supposed to do. You have to save the passengers. But that's only if you're a captain, not if you're a passenger. Yet the Medrash calls him a captain. Why? I think the pshat you have to say, I think if you think about it, I think you'll agree with me. Because every person in life is mechuyev to make the best and do the best in the circumstances he finds himself. And b'makom sheinish, shtad liyosish. If you're in a door where you are the only ben Torah, or you're in a community in Ben Torah, you have to teach people Torah. If you're in a society which is corrupt, it's your responsibility to teach people what morality is. If you're a society where there's no being Marbitz Torah, you got to be Marbitz Torah. You have to save Klal Yisrael. Each one of us has that responsibility. That's Pshat Noach.
What just, if just clarifying, clarifying is Revi? I'm just not clear if Revi is trying to say that it's didn't everyone. I mean, the Medrash is obviously only talking about Noach. So I always thought, when going back from kindergarten, that the idea of Noach was all about, I mean, there was a idea that Hashem, why 120 years, 20 years? Because he wanted to have everyone be machshav b'tshuva. It sounds like there was some level of requirement for tshuva over there. It was some significance over there.
Yeah, because he got a job to build a boat. Could you imagine? Could you imagine how difficult it was in with the people? Could you imagine you made a big boat in your backyard because the world's going to end? What would you think? He suffered terribly, but no one ever came to a Kaddish Baruch. No one, a Kaddish Baruch never came to him and said, okay, you're responsible for the door. You do what you can. You build a boat. Okay, he gave all his kaychus. He killed himself to build a boat. But no one came to him and said, you are the man of Gador. You're Achroi. You're the captain of the ship. Just because I'm a tzaddik makes me responsible for everybody else? The answer is yes. Exactly. Exactly. The point I think is illustrated by the Medrash is that the responsibilities we carry depend on the circumstances we find ourselves. If you happen to be fortunate enough to learn from a Talmud Chacham who teaches you how to be Ma'ayin in Torah and become a Baal Musar, you have a greater responsibility to do that than someone else. The Medrash also says, who is the greatest Mechaber in Torah in Kol HaTorah Kulo in all Jewish history? Who was that? Remember the story? Remember the Medrash? When Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, was shown by HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the Dori Doris that are going to come, who do they show him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him Rabbi Akiva, who was Dorish every tag on every letter in the Torah. Every tag showed have the meaning of every single letter in the Torah. He was mechabed him, was showing him every letter, and seeing Rabbi Akiva, who was the greatest mechabed of Torah, called Torah Kula. If you learn from a Rebbe like that, wow, give it a Torah. I have an achrayus to be mechaber the Torah. During Svira, when the Kol Torah Kula is waited for with bated breath, what a chiv I have to be mechaber the Torah. If I don't do that, it's a slight, not only of my learning, of my own position, it's a slight of my Rebbe. It's no different than what the Talmidei Bar Kappara and Gemara and Brachos did. A person who is responsible, take advantage of a situation. And if he goes connected, he throws it all away. He's achroi. It wasn't a coincidence, chevra, that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were nifted during Sfiras Omer. Because Sfiras Omer, as Rav Yaakov Zichron and Brachos said, that's the time we have Mechaber Torah. And it wasn't a coincidence, it was only the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva that the Gemara and Yavama says passed away. Because other Talmidim, I don't believe, and I can't prove this, I was looking around, but the Gemara clearly says it was Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, not the other ones. Because it was the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva had more than anyone had an achrayus, had a responsibility to say, look what he had given, look how you have to be mechaber the Torah. How could I not be noyikavet, someone who's mechaber and influenced Torah with me, who teaches me Torah, even if it's not as much as my Rebbe? That achrayus, that responsibility, they were missing. And the tziv, in his sefer on Yeshua, you know, in the beginning of Yeshua, where the pasuk is v'chisa v'yom v'layla, the tziv says Torah is different than any other mitzvah in the Torah, called Torah Kula. Every other mitzvah is a mitzvah. You do the mitzvah and you get a certain aliyah. Torah, it's like a cherev, it's like a sword. It protects us from everything. It protects us from averas, protects us from yitzhah hara, it protects us from cholet. Chevra, if you're not mechaber the Torah, do you think it will protect us from Torah, from a magefa? They weren't a mechuyev mitzvah, but they no longer had the protection of Torah that they could have had during that magefa. The surprise, the whole point, the way I'm like pshat the Gemara, the way I understand the Gemara, the whole pshat the Gemara, is there was a Talmidim Rabbi Akiva who would have had the kavod Torah protecting them and the limud Torah. Protect him. Rav Yaakov says there was bittul Torah, but you don't see that from the Gemara. There's no raya they were vatal Torah. They just were not mechaber Torah properly. That hagana, that protection, the Torah protects me? Not having that protection meant that they were exposed to the elements. They're exposed to the dangers that are out there. The Chassam Sofer says, if Kadosh Baruch Hu takes even a little vashkocha of you, you're subject to the elements. If you were learned from the greatest Rebbe in Kavod HaTorah in Kol Olam Kulo that ever lived, and you learn, and at a time when all Israel, Kol Yisrael is waiting for Torah, and you're not mechaber Torah, the hashgacha of that protects us from Magefa is not there. The real limud, I think, from the story of Rabbi Akiva Chevra, is that we're living the time of Magefa. Torah protects us. And we have an achrayus, especially the Talmidei Chacham, have an achrayus more than ever to say, I'm in a situation where there's danger, and I have to keep what my Rebbeim taught me. Now is more than ever. You read in Ebuch about the Chilulei Hashem that are going on when Bnei Yisrael don't keep the Torah properly. They don't follow the Rebbeim. It takes off the Haganah. It's not a surprise. So much of Klal Yisrael has been lost, Nebuch. Because if you're not following your Rebbeim, you're not following the Derech HaTorah at a time when there's more than ever a need for Hashgachas Hashem to protect us, we expose ourselves to the elements. Each human being in life is given opportunity. Some of us have different opportunities. But the opportunities in life is where you take advantage, where you grow from. Now you're sitting down. Okay, I have a chance. Maybe things that I had to be involved with before, I'm not involved with now. The idea is to grasp the opportunity. That was the achrayus of Noach. Yes, you're the captain because you're the only one who can do it. Whether it's in your family or in the community or as an individual. Look, I have a realization that I have a unique gift. The Bnei Torah are the gem of Klal Yisrael. We are given unique opportunities to grow. And if you walk away from that, we're much more responsible for what happens than if we never exposed. A person, I know someone once, who a Balabas, who started to learn Torah a little, and I said, well, you could expand it, learn high level. No, he doesn't, he's afraid to go there. Of course, he was wrong, but he understood the more you expose, the more you see Torah, the more achrayus you have to be a different person. The Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, and it's always mentioned Rabbi Akiva, because it was only because they were Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, they suffered this terrible fate. Because when you learn from a Rebbe like Rabbi Akiva, then you have a special achrayus to be mechaber at Torah. If we learn from a great Talmud Chacham, as we're all learning from fantastic Talmidei Chachamim, you have a special achrayus to be mechaber the Torah, to be mechaber the Torah, to use the Torah, and to grow with the Torah. Life is really about opportunities. Every moment we're given an opportunity, and the ability to grow from that opportunity is unique to each of us. We can't walk away from the achrayus because then we lose the hashgacha. The achrayus that we have is great, but the opportunity is even greater. There's no end to the opportunities life affords us. We just have to respect ourselves and say, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't put me here for no reason. It's not coincidence. I have a chance to learn Torah. I have a chance to talk to Talmidei Chachamim. I have a chance to grow. Those unique opportunities we should grab onto, and then Hashem, they should be protect all of us through this terrible Magefa, as they protected everyone else during that horrendous Magefa 1900 years ago. Questions, Chaver? Feel free to ask questions.
So they just got punished for no reason? Meaning, it sounds like it was sort of random that they got this random Magefa.
No, the Gemara. Who's speaking?
My name is Yaakov Lanyado.
Hi, Yaakov. No, Yaakov. It's just on the contrary. The Gemara says they were not knowing with cover to each. They didn't treat their chaverim with proper respect. They weren't nice to each other. They weren't nice to each other in a way that someone who is a Talmud of a Akiva could expect it to be. Just like someone who doesn't know Hilchos Derech Eretz thinks it's okay to say things that are not, use language that's terrible to friends or people who he should have respect for. But it's especially terrible if you had a chance to learn from Rabbi Akiva and you do that. What they did was awful, but it wasn't ordinarily something that would be punishable with a Chiyuv Misa by any stretch. But someone, you know, it's like Chazal say, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Medaktiv Tzadikim Kuchut Asara. If you were a Talmud of the other Tanoim at the time, you would not have died for the same actions. But if you're a Talmud for Rabbi Akiva, the way I understand it, Kaddish Baruch Hu is Medaktiv Kuchut Asara. You, Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, should more than anyone understand how careful you have to be with Kavod HaTorah at this time of the year where we're expecting the Torah. And because of that, because these great tzaddikim were held in a level accountable far more than the rest of us, and they had great opportunities, and they neglected those opportunities, that's why they lost the Hashgachas Hashem. Not that they were Chayiv Misa. They lost the protection that ordinarily would have protected a Talmud Chacham from a Magefa, as the Netziv says in Sefer Yeshua. We have protection. But if we don't mechabit our learning can't protect us. If we think our learning is not as significant as it should be, it can't protect us. Did that answer your question, Yaakov?
So I understand, meaning I hear what everybody's saying, how they lost the hashgacha, but it does, meaning how is everybody understanding why they got a magefa? Meaning, is there any reason for the magefa?
Oh, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara, the assumption is that Kadosh Baruch Hu may brought a magefa to the olam. It wasn't just a Talmid and Rabbi Kiva. I think that's a common misnomer. There's no reason to assume that. Just like today, there's a terrible magefa. And of course, if a person doesn't have hashgacha and he doesn't follow halacha, and he subjects himself to magefa, it's not a great surprise that a guy gets a COVID-19 because he didn't take the proper shmira. If a person goes in a makam sakana, puts himself on makam sakana, he's putting his life in danger. He doesn't have hashgacha. But ordinarily, these Talmidim would have had those special protection, and they would have been saved from this magefa. That's my understanding of the Gemara. They didn't have the hashgacha, and it's close to what Rav Yaakov is saying in the Emes Yaakov. You need, in a magefa like this, you need special protection, even through all the protections. These germs are terrible. They can kill you. The Gemara says, I think they call it askra, diphtheria. It was a terrible machla. And you don't get protection if you don't, without Torah, you don't have protection. You're subject to the elements. That's the Gemara. Ordinarily, a person who's mechabed Torah, learns Torah, has tremendous protection. But if you don't treat your Torah seriously, then you don't protect. You don't protect you. You're mucking up great danger. You know, you can't, in some canal the nace. They passed away because they didn't have the hashgacha of Kadosh Baruch Hu of Torah would ordinarily give them. Rav Yaakov says something very similar, except he says because it was Bittul Torah and that I didn't see in the Gemara. All the Gemara says is not Bittul Torah. They weren't Mechabit people. They didn't have a covet of Torah. If you don't respect your own Torah, will it give you, I would ask you, Chevra, if you don't respect your Torah, will it give you the protection of Torah? Probably not. Not if you don't respect it properly. Yaakov, I wanted to make sure I answered your question.
Yes, there was a, yeah, that was answered. Thank you.
Anyone else, Chevra?
Could this also be the same shot as the MS Yaakov? Meaning, could this Hagufa be because they didn't respect the Torah, therefore they're Mevatel Torah? And if they would have respected it more, they would have learned more?
You could say that, but I had two things that Rav Yaakov doesn't say because I had two more questions that he doesn't deal with. First of all, what does that do with Talmidei Rabbi Kiva? Why were the other Talmidim spared? Uh-huh. It's not Mashma, they bide. I answered that question as well. Right. Because it was their lack of covenant Torah. And the second point they said is why they, it's not that they got a chi of misuk of Bittul Torah, they have hashgacha. It's like the Tziv says in his Pirush on Sefer Yeshua. It's because Torah is a mogain as a protection. It doesn't give you protection if you're not mechabed it. If I'm doing Torah and I don't really fully appreciate what it could give me, it's not the same level Hagana. And I'm achroi. Those are the two answers. And I also explain why Dafka, as Rav Yaakov said during Sphere, but why Dafka, the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. But the Musa Haskel for us, and the reason I think it's relevant to our Magefa Nebuch today, is to understand, because we who have been privileged to experience Torah on a higher level, and all of us, and it's individuals, our life's experiences teach us things. We have to understand, because it didn't happen by accident. Nothing is an accident. If I had the opportunity to learn from this Talmud Chacham and to assume this Hashkafa and to take a view of the world that is broader than the rest of the world, than everything else sees, I have a special achrayas. I have to hold my head up high and I have to say, this is my achrayas. And if you try to neglect it, if you don't appreciate what you're learning, what your Rebbeim are teaching you, just like the Talmud by Kapara, it's a great chait. But it wouldn't be a chait if you didn't have the Rebbe like Rebbe Akiva. Right, because then you wouldn't have seen the level of Kavod Torah that only Rebbe Kiva had, as you see that from the Medrash. Anyone else, Chevra?
So Rebbe's saying that in the Hanami, that other Talmidim, if there were other Talmidim, we would really say that those other Talmidim actually would have been saved because they didn't have that taina against them?
This is how I learned the Gemara. Honestly, you're asking an interesting question. When I looked at the Gemara, I said to myself, okay, it says the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva all died. Doesn't that tell you Rabbi Akiva was not the only Tana there, right? There were other Tanayim at his time, right? Does that mean the Talmidim, it sounds like the other Talmidim of the other Tanayim did not pass away in the Magefa. They were not nifter. Agreed?
How does Rebbe know for sure that there are other other Talmidim? Maybe 24,000 were, maybe, how do we know how many Talmidim there were?
No, those are his Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva. It says Kulamesu. The Lashon of the Medrash, oh, I see what you're saying. The Lashon of the Medrash is the following. Shnei Masa Elif Zugim. He had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim and Rabbi Akiva. That's what he had, 24,000. The Kulon Mesu, they all died at that time, every one of them.
That's the haguf of the whole Kiddush. I thought haguf of the whole Kiddush of the Lag BaOmer, we say, like the people say, is because the Torah was mechadish and there was five new Talmidim. Meaning, I thought that's how the Torah would have been lost without that.
The Medrash continued.
I understand.
Right. They all died, and afterwards he rebuilt all of Klal Yisrael with five Talmidim. Afterwards.
Right. Meaning, it sounds from that there's the only Talmidim in the world are. From Rabbi Akiva.
Oh,
there are other Talmidim.
There was no other Talmidim at the time of Rabbi Akiva. I don't.
Well, then what's the Gemara being Mechadish? What's significant about Lag BaOmer? It sounds like what's significant is that Lag BaOmer. This is the day when Torah was Mechadish. What do you mean? There were Tanaim already without Rabbi Akiva. There were significant ones. I agree that these five are significant, but there's Torah going on still.
No, remember, Lag BaOmer is we celebrate Lag BaOmer because that's when the Magefa stopped. They stopped dying at that point. People stopped dying, right? If everyone was dead, it's not a great celebration, right? It's because the Magefa.
That's the kash of the ass. That's the kash of the ass. The answer because the Maisa, but it's the same day that Hashem Lamaisa was Hashem. Like this is the time the Torah was Mechadish.
Your Kiva, I would not assume that there was only one Magefa. The only people who died were the Talmid and Rebbe Kiva. I would never assume that. If there was a Magaif in the world, the problem is all of his Talmidim were lost, but not that these were the only people who ever died. That's very, very, very not mistavered to me. The only people
I'm not saying that. I'm not arguing on that. No, I'm not arguing on that point. I'm saying that maybe in Echanami, everyone else died. But you, Rebbe, I'm only disagreeing on one point of Rebbe, I think. I hear Rebbe's point that the Torah should have been mugging them with the Nitziv. I hear the point that there was probably just one plague. It wasn't a plague davka for them. I'm just asking that I don't hear Rebbe's point exactly about maybe there's just history that I'm missing. But I'm saying maybe it sounds like from the Gemara that there was these five Talmidim were the ones that were Mechadish Torah again, as if there was brought, these were the ones.
No, brought Torah to the world. Let me make this point. If the only Talmidim Chachamim around were these 24,000? The Gemara should say 24,000 Talmidim, all the Talmidim in the world would die, not just the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. The fact that you say the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were the ones who died means there must have been other Talmidim. I can't be magic. There was no other. But right, even Rav Meir. Rav Meir was around at the time, apparently, right? But he rebuilt Torah from these five people. Where was he? I don't know. Nobody had other Talmidim. That's not, remember, Rabbi Akiva lived about 100 years, less than about 70, 80 years after the Churban Bayis. It was still the whole Tanoim period. It wasn't that much longer later on that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put together the Mishnayos. There were always other Tanoim around, but no one had the
Sakh. Okay,
yeah. Rabbi Akiva, when he went, who did he go to learn with? He learned with Rabbeim. There were always Talmidei Chachamim. But he rebuilt Klal Yisrael because it's not enough to have one or two only Chami. He takes from his Kaychas. Look what our Rebbe did, Zechanu Livracha, Rav Henech. He built Torah in America with thousands of students over a lifetime, right? That takes tremendous effort. But the idea the point, the Gemara doesn't say all Talmidei Chachamim in the world except for Yehuda died. It doesn't say that. It said all of his Talmidim died. That implies there were other Talmidim, and the question was, why are they Achrai more than others? Because they learned from the greatest Mechaber Torah in Kol Olam Kula. Thoughts?
So again, I would just say one more point. Yeah, I hear that step. Thank you very much, Rabbi. But I would still say one more point that I would ask that I'm not sure if Rabbi's saying, I would just assume that the Gemara is saying that, like, the biggest situation that happened in the world were these Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. They for sure had a big time on them. I wouldn't assume that every other Talmud in the world that didn't portray this level of Kavanah Torah would have not been taken to task. Meaning there were still great people, as Rabbi said, their Tanaim, that still had...
Right.
So I'm assuming that the Gemara is saying that Lamaisa, this is the humongous, humongous amount of people, Gabi, not going to mention two people of Meir's Talmidim. The issue was that these level of Rabbi Akiva, Talmidim, they were the ones that did not hold up to the level of standard they should have. But also other Talmidim would have had that same thing. The most significant event that happened in those days.
Others may have died, but no one else lost his whole yeshiva. And to say there was no other yeshivas, that's
right.
Not
right. Right.
So no.
Right. Okay. I'm asking. Yeah.
So I have to answer, why did that happen? It doesn't. Why is it only Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva was lost in total? Nobody else. Why is that? It's not bizarre. This great, great Goyim, one of the greatest in the Chlis of Klal Yisrael. It's almost like a Tanya and the Rebbe. If the Talmid and both the Derech, it's not a Tanya and the Rebbe. It's not a Tanya and the Rebbe. In fact, the Gemara is making the point because they were the Talmid and Rebbe Akiva. That's why they died during Sfira. Because they were not listening to what the Rebbe taught them, just like with the story about Kapara in the Gemara and Brachos that I quoted. You have a special achrayim to learn from Rabbi Akiva, and the other Talmidim may, others Nebuch may not have had hashgacha for whatever reasons, but these Talmidim had a special responsibility to be mechabed the Torah, and for them to lose it, that was a great avera. It's like embarrassing your chaver in front of your Rebbe who taught you not to who taught you Musar. How could you do that? Certainly the hashgacha goes away in that case. We as individuals are responsible always to hear what we have. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, like, look, I gave you this opportunity. How do you throw it away, right? If I never had the opportunity, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us all of us great, great opportunities. How do you throw it away? And if you throw it away, you're achroy. And Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the hashgacha away. If you throw away the opportunity to mechaber the Torah, you don't appreciate what you have. Torah can't teach you the same way as it would. It wouldn't protect you the same way.
Right. I hear everything. Okay, thank you.
There's a tremendous little bit of Musa for us. I say this because our achrayis depends on our circumstances. Baruch Hashem, all of us here, we're fortunate to learn with tremendous havana in a Musa yeshiva that teaching us a certain hashkachas achayim. We can't run away from it. We got to understand that gives us a special status and a special responsibility. And we have lived our lives according to that hashgacha. That's very important. You can't walk away. You and I were given great responsibilities and great opportunities and can't walk away from them. All right, Chevra.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Appreciate it.
Feel free to call me anytime if you have a question. Kaltuv, thank you, and feel free to ask questions. You know how to contact me, I'm sure, through my son, Rafael.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Kaltuv.